Okay, talking now with Marshall boys basketball coach Christian Phelps. And coach, a couple of players on the dream team. Let's start out senior Jace Lance. And boy, what a career Jace has had. Talk about him.
Yeah, Jace is, you know, one of those players that just brings the level, brings the intensity in our practices and games to another level. He's just so competitive. And not just that, but he plays the game the right way. Very respectful to his team. He does a great job, not only when our players hit the floor, but when other teams hit the floor, he's always the first guy that's there to help them up in a game and in practice. So, I mean, this kid breathes it, loves it, lives it, with his dad being a coach, and, you know, it shows on the floor. I think he definitely led our team with points. I think he had about 19 points per game, about 4 assists per game, 2 steals per game. So he's been everywhere. The thing that I'm most proud of with Jace is that he was able just to lead us to the defensive end. I think his activity, for the most part, I think, stepped up tremendously this year. He was everywhere. I put Jace on the best player for most games, and he locked him down. So I think he held Dempsey from Kirksville to 2 points when he was on him the first time we played him, which is just incredible. And he was averaging a lot more than that, obviously. So Jace, I think every coach knows what he brings to the table with his scoring and his offensive skill set. But again, just the way that he's able to motivate teammates, motivate himself to play to the highest level and keep that high level of play throughout, you know, every second of the game is pretty tremendous. And him doing that with the type of character that he has just shows him, you know, the type of person that he is. His shot is obviously exactly what you said, probably 2 feet behind the NBA range. His range is probably when he steps in the gym. So, I mean, teams have to respect that. He's quick enough that he's able to just kind of shot fake and then get to the hole, get to 2 feet, which I think he finishes the best at, and then finish.
Your other dream team player, junior Braden Brissano, talk about Braden.
Braden, he was like our lifeboat. We've had a lot of injuries this year, but we had some players that had some discipline issues for a young team, and Braden was that guy that came in every single day, just worked his butt off in practice in a game, and I knew that I could rely on Braden on whatever the situation was. And I think Braden, from the first day of practice to the last day of our, when we played Boonville for our last game, I mean, the growth in Braden was just tremendous, and I think that just credits to him coming out of his comfort zone, getting coached a little bit, buying into what we're kind of preaching to him. I think shooting the ball, I think he did a great job this year. When he really gets going in a shot, you look at all our wins. I mean, Braden usually is hitting 3 to 4 to 5 threes that game. So, and it got better. The thing I really picked up was his dribble pull-up, especially going to his left hand. I mean, it was, you couldn't just say that he was just a shooter. He was able to get by you, go to his spot and hit that shot down, which I think his percentage on that shot in particular, just the one drill pull-up, was, I would say, probably above 60% from at least. So, yeah, Braden offensively did a lot of good things. I thought he opened up the floor when Jace was in there. And defensively, you know, we had to rely on him mostly. Since we only had 6 players for about 2 to 3 games, we had to play him as a wing in our zone, you know, kind of the bottom three lower guys. And I think his rebounding helped. He knew he had to rebound the ball, and he was able to go after it a lot. You know, what's expected of the top 2 guys in our zone, and he did that. And probably the last thing about Braden is that, you know, we always preach charges and all that, and Braden did a great job of that. He was able to kind of step in, sacrifice his body, and take a couple charges. I think he had 4 or 5 on the year. You know, just, again, that's just being coachable and seeing what we need, and he was out there and just trying to do everything that we needed to win a ball game.